أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us certain scenes from the day of Qiyamah. Allah spoke of how the mountains will be caused to move and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the appearance of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the entire human race will be lined up into one row and presented before Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the manner and the condition in which we will come before Allah azza wa jal, and we will stand before Allah as we had come into this world. Allah then spoke of the presentation of our deeds, our books of records will be presented before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayat commences with the famous incident or the famous moment when Iblis refused to prostrate and make sujood to Adam alayhi salam. Allah said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ, and remember when we said to all the angels, اُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ, all of you prostrate before Adam. فَسَجَدُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they all fell down in prostration. They all fell down in sujood, illa Iblis, except for Iblis. Iblis refused to prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. So you had millions of malaika prostrating and falling down in sujood before Adam alayhi salam as he stood up. But you had one individual from that entire assembly and from that entire group that remained standing. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching him, he did not go down into sujood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained who Iblis is. Allah says, kana min al-jinn. Allah says, Iblis was from the jinn. He is not an angel. Iblis is from the jinn kind. And we spoke previously of how the angels found him on earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels on earth to fight against the jinn and to have them expelled to remote places, to the mountainous areas and to islands and into the oceans and so forth. And they came across Iblis, who was a small little baby jinn. And they took him up into the heavens. So Allah says he was from the jinn. He is of the jinn kind. فَفَسَّقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Allah says he transgressed from the command of the Rabb. And he refused to fulfill the commandment of his Allah. Allah then asked the human race, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ. Will you now take him and his progeny, his accomplices and his friends and his associates as friends besides me, وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ, while they are an enemy unto you? This does not make sense. How is it that you find human beings still following Iblis? And they are those who worship Iblis. They are those who perhaps do not worship Iblis, but they are influenced by Iblis and allow themselves to become influenced by Iblis and his forces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the progeny of Iblis. He has a progeny. He has descendants. Some says it literally means the descendants of Iblis when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ and his progeny. Others says it refers to his accomplices and his aides and his forces and his army that he uses in this dunya, in this world, to mislead and to misguide many. So Allah says, will you now take him and his progeny as friends besides me, that is besides Allah, وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ, and they are enemies unto you, بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what an evil substitute Iblis is for the wrongdoers. That they have substituted Allah with Iblis, and they have taken Iblis as the friend rather than Allah. Allah then goes on to say, مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah speaks of the unjust ones, the wrongdoers, the polytheists. Allah says, I have not made them witness the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. I have not made them witness the creation of their own selves. وما كنت متخذ المضلين عددا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am not to take those who must lead and who must guide others as supporters and as friends. They want to be part of the plan and the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I do not take those who must lead and must guide others as supporters and as helpers. وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ Allah then speaks of the day of Qiyamah again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the situation of the polytheists, those who ascribed partners unto Allah. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ And on that day Allah will say, نَادُوا شُرَكَائِي الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ Call and supplicate and ask for help from my partners, which you have claimed to be as such. Those whom you have claimed to be my partners, the idols that you have taken as partners unto me, or whatever else you have ascribed as a partner unto me, call unto them. فَدَعُوهُمْ They will call out to them in the way they called out to them in this world, by whichever names and by whichever titles, their gods and their lords and whatever else. They will call out to them on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will not respond to them. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will place between them and amongst them a place of disaster and a place of destruction, which is hellfire. وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ Then Allah goes on to say that the mujrimun, the criminals, and the wrongdoers, the evil ones, the sinners, they will then see the fire of Jahannam. وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ They will see it with their physical eyes. They will see Jahannam roaring before them. Once, of course, the verdict has been passed against them, now they will be introduced to Jahannam, that this is the way you are proceeding. And they will see Jahannam. فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا At that point, they will be convinced. They will now realize and they will come to know that they are certainly going to fall into it, into the fire of Jahannam. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they will not find any way to bypass Jahannam. They will find absolutely no way to escape from the fire of Jahannam. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly we have explained in this Qur'an things in different ways. Time and again Allah has reminded us of this. So you find Allah speaking of Jannah, speaking of Jahannam, speaking of the story of Adam alayhi salam and Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, time and again we repeat this and explain it over and over and over again in different ways. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا صَرَّفَ means to explain something repeatedly using a different means of explanation every time. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ We have certainly repeatedly explained things in different ways in this Qur'an, مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلْ Of everything, every parable, every example. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, an insan, the human being, the humankind, is the most argumentative from all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. From all of Allah's creation, insan will be the one who will argue the most, and you will find him to be most quarrelsome. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of a kafir on the day of Qiyamah. He will be brought before Allah, and the verdict will be passed against him, that you are to be cast into the fire of Jahannam. And he will argue that, O Allah, I worshipped you, and I believed in you. Imagine even on that day of Qiyamah. But now he will look for every means, and he will search for every possible way to be avoided or to be saved from the fire of Jahannam when he realizes the fire, sees the fire before him. So he will tell Allah that I do not accept the verdict. I believed in you and I followed the messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, that is not what is stated in the book of records, what was recorded by the malaika. He will say, oh Allah, how can they act as witnesses against me when I had not seen them? I had not seen them. When I was performing that particular act, I don't know if they were present or not present, so I cannot accept their witnessing against me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will entertain this insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to present his case. And that is the justice of Allah. That is the justice. That's why time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and yesterday the ayat we did, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah will not act unjustly, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress any person in the least. So if he has an argument, Allah will allow him to present the argument. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present evidences against him. So that's the first evidence that he will reject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, well, it has been recorded in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. If you don't accept the recording of the angels, then it has been recorded in Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, which lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein everything has been recorded. It lies within the Lawh al-Mahfuz that you will behave in this way and you will reject my existence and you will ascribe partisan to me. He will reject that evidence also, saying that it has been recorded without his presence or in his absence. And like this, he will keep on rejecting every form of evidence that's presented against him. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize his mouth. And Allah speaks of this in the Quran. And then his own limbs and organs will speak out against him. That is one evidence he can never reject. One, his own body, let alone an external witness. His own very body will speak out. And Allah speaks of this in the Quran time and again, where the mouth will be sealed. And the hands will speak, the feet will speak, the skin itself will speak, and it will testify against insan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to that kafir and that disbelief on the day of Qiyamah, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. And insan is the one who will be the most quarrelsome of all things. May Allah grant us the understanding.